the man's a saint. You know, I mean, I worked for him for a while. I knew him for over 20 years. I know his family. I mean, the man gave to his community everything. There wasn't the guy would give you the shirt off of his back. I went to Jazz Fest New Orleans with him a few times. He literally took the hat off my head and shirt off my back and gave it to somebody. You know, because he wanted to have a piece of Nacho Mamas. You know, I mean, he just gave and gave and gave. I mean, he was a saint, man. There wasn't a charity or community or anything that ever asked him for anything that he didn't give to. I mean, he was opinionated, and you know, he loved every person that he worked for him or that came through that door, and he made everybody that came, every customer that came through that door, feel like, you know, they were part of the family there. You know, I mean, it was, I mean, this is, you know, in my eyes, the man is singly responsible for keeping the Natty Bo brand alive in Baltimore. You know, I mean,
it was him who helped bring back the Natty Bo logo, right?
It's him. I mean, when they started discontinuing that product and shutting it down, he fought. You know, I mean, he fought for that beer tooth and nail. He lived, slept, you know, National Bell. I mean, he was, you know, he was as proud of. That's part of Baltimore. You know, he was as proud of that as he was of the Baltimore Colts or the Baltimore Orioles. You know, I mean, he was a true blue Baltimorean. You know, I mean, the best sort of way. I mean, there wasn't anything. I mean, I'm blown away by what happened, and there wasn't anything that he would never do for anybody. You know what I mean?
I understand that he was involved in a lot of charities. Believe in Tomorrow was one of them. Tell me about some of the other causes he worked in.
Being a restaurant owner myself, you know, you constantly are asked by churches and schools and different foundations for things. I don't think he ever turned one of them down. I mean, constantly gave food away. I mean, he did a lot of stuff with Hopkins. You know, if he was having an event, he tried to give something back at the same time. You know, I mean, he was a wildly successful businessman and never hesitated for a second to give anything he could back to the community and people around him. I know for a fact he adopted, you know, I mean, multiple families around Christmas time and would get lists of food and presents of what needed to be purchased for these families so these kids could have a great Christmas. You know what I mean? That was him. You know, he just gave. You know, this town's a sad place without him now. I mean, there's so many people's lives that he touched. It's just unbelievable how devastating this is to so many people. I mean, and Jackie, his wife, and Finn, and Darby, the kids. I mean, you know, he was an unbelievable father. He was involved in every aspect of everything. You know, I mean,
let me, as a businessman, what has Canton lost?
Oh, you know what? Scunny was to Canton as Willie Don was to Baltimore. That simple. You know, I mean, Scunny was one of the first people to take upon, not shouldn't say take upon, but you know, to start a business in that square. I mean, there was nothing there when he started. There was Stegas there, which is now Looney's, I believe. And a little bar that owned by this older Greek gentleman that where Colada was. I mean, there wasn't really much in Canton Square when he started. And you know what? That was his front yard. That was his backyard. That was his playhouse. That was his love. You know, I mean, he protected that neighborhood. You know, like with most of the other bar owners, like it was his own little area. You know, not for greed or for any other reason other than to protect the people in that neighborhood from, you know, it turning into, and don't take this the wrong way, turning into Fells Point or turning into Federal Hill, where we're just going to put a whole bunch of bars around this square and we're going to turn it into a big bar of sorts. You know what? he kept that neighborhood what it is, a nice, safe, clean neighborhood. You know, he there's so much, I can't even know, I don't even know where to start with the giving that he would do. You know, all the pumpkins that he would have dropped on the square for everybody to carve and, around Halloween. You know, the turkeys, the case of the turkeys he would buy to give out to the people that couldn't afford to buy them. You know, it's he took care of that neighborhood, you know, like nobody else did.
Sounds like a heck of a guy. And one other thing, and Keith Mills was in the newsroom with me, and we were talking about this. It's my understanding that Scotty has the possession of the Bob Irsay dummy that was created back in the 80s, right?
It's in the corner of the of Nacho Mama's. Yeah, it's up in the corner by the doorway, you know, and it still has the thing, you know. The crap that Irsay said, I will not remove the Colts from Baltimore. The lies, you know, he lied and he died. That's what the one thing is. I mean, he's got his place is a base. His place, both of his bars are museums, in my eyes, for either National Bow or PBR or multiple things. I mean, he spared no expense in giving you the full Baltimore treatment of when you go into his place, whether it was something that you were drinking or something that was on the wall or anything like that. I mean, it was, you know, I've been on Facebook all morning, back and forth with old employees that work there and friends that work there, work with them, and we try, you know, we've been friends forever. And the one thing that sticks in my mind is, who is going to tell me shitty jokes from now on? You know, I mean, he always has the worst jokes that I look forward to hearing over and over and over again. You know, he was, there wasn't any time I ever walked into his place that I may not have been in a good mood that I didn't leave in a great mood.
Wow.
You know, we were both each other's sounding boards of sort in business owners. If I had a question or I had a problem or I had something I had to get off my chest, I'd call him and vice versa. You know, I've lost a good friend. You know, Jackie has lost an unbelievable husband. The kids have lost an unreal father, and the whole community has lost, you know, a hero of sorts.
Listen,
you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, he touched so many people. You know, I mean, it was, you know, he was. Everybody knew who he was, whether they knew him or not. You know,
Baltimore lost one of its characters, it sounds like.
Absolutely. He should be right up there with the troubadour, the pelican, the turtle. You know, he should be one of the Natty Bo characters at this point in time. You know, I mean, it's you know, he was Canton's jester of sorts.